But once you've created your sounds and you've synced them to the image, you want those sounds to live in the world of the story. And one of the best ways to do that is to add reverb. So this is the first audio tool I want to talk about. Reverberation, or reverb, is the persistence of the sound after the original sound has ended. So it's sort of like all the reflections from the materials, the objects, and the walls around the sounds. Take, for example, the sound of a gunshot, which the original sound is less than half a second long. By adding reverb, we can make it sound like it was recorded inside a bathroom, or like it was recorded inside a chapel or a church, or in a canyon. So reverb gives us a lot of information about the space between the listener and the original sound source. If the sound is the taste, then reverb is sort of like the smell of the sound. But reverb can do a lot more. Listening to a sound with a lot less reverberation than the on-screen action is going to immediately signify to us that we're listening to a commentator, to an objective narrator that's not participating in the on-screen action. Also, emotionally intimate moments in cinema are often heard with zero reverb, because that's how it would sound if someone was speaking inside our ear.